The opening address this morning will be given by Dean Mike Beals, who is the Vice Dean for Education at Rutgers School of Arts and Sciences here in New Brunswick, and also Professor of Mathematics. Mike?
Thanks, Mike. I think opening address is a little bit of a highfalutin title for just saying a few remarks before we get to the real interesting things of today, which are the talks and the chance to look at the exhibits. I think this is a perfect time for such a research technology symposium. I think that the audience, well, I know that the audience is broader than humanities and social sciences, just from the people that I've seen here already. All of us are interested and involved. All of us have much to learn. All of us are here at a very exciting time for the applications of instructional and research technology in all of our work. I come from a field and a part of a field where it is always the ideas and the contents that are primary, and the how we work with that content and how we work with our colleagues and how we work with our students is not primarily in our mind. It's what we're actually working with, the ideas that we're dealing with. But we're enabled now, in fact, we're empowered now by the advances in the technology to really bring those ideas to the forefront, to get rid of everything that obstructs our work with our students, our work with our colleagues, that has been an obstruction in the past. And I think this is a good time to take a look at the variety of things that have already been done that are opening up the opportunities that we have for the future. There are a lot of questions, a lot of things to consider. These will be addressed today, I think very successfully, both in the talks and in the exhibits. And I hope you will have the chance to learn some of the real questions, not necessarily the answers yet, but some of the real questions that we have to deal with. We have an increasingly technical student population. They're sophisticated, significantly more sophisticated than they were when anybody my generation began his or her teaching or research career. How do we engage them in the process that we've been engaged in for many years? We have to reconsider what happens in terms of our courses, our classrooms, our out-of-classroom experiences as a result of what we have available to us. And the students will be expecting us to do that. The students are doing that before they arrive. The students will be doing that after they leave. The students will be expecting us to participate in that process in a way that they're used to participating as well. The traditional boundaries between disciplines and institutions are becoming blurred. I think every generation probably says that. That's certainly true today with the advent of technology. Collaboration isn't limited by geography. We have to consider how we can better use things that are just coming to the forefront, as well as things that we have a little bit of experience with over the last 10 years, 15 years or so. How are we going to use video conferencing as we are today? How are we going to use distributed repositories and data resources? How can that affect both how we engage in our research and how we bring that research to the public and to the students? Data in all its forms is increasingly difficult and costly to manage. The capacity to link data sets together to identify relationships is there, but how do we do this efficiently and effectively? The management of data, the use of data resources, the use both for communications of the information and for research into the information, those are questions that have changed as a result of the technology that we actually have and the technology that we will have. How do we address those questions? A problem that's been around now, well, a fair amount of time. Years of analog data collection must be digitized and preserved. How's this data migration to be managed? Again, how do we do it efficiently? How do we do it openly? How do we do it to the benefit of all? And whom do we trust to do it?
Is there anybody over?
technology is pervasive in many aspects of our university community lives. How do we identify early adopters or the support units who can help use these technologies efficiently and successfully? That's probably the most direct thing we'll be talking about today, and the most direct thing that people will have the chance to participate in. Discussions with early adopters, discussions with the people who can help us as researchers and teachers do what it is we want to do. The primary questions that faculty have had: what faculty members, groups, departments are using these technologies, not just what the technologies are, but who's doing them, who's doing what? Do I have to reinvent the wheel? Can I have my mind opened up to some new avenues that I never would have considered? And who is available to support us? Again, we are primarily concerned with developing the new knowledge. We depend on the resources of our universities to be able to help us use the technology to our advantage. We have those resources. We need to know who to ask. We need to know what to ask. We need to know how far open we can make our minds in terms of having the opportunities for the new technologies at our disposal, and then we will use them. So we've got a set of talks today, a set of exhibits that I think will address this whole variety of questions very successfully. I welcome you to ask questions both of the speakers and of the exhibitors. I hope you will come away from this with new ideas, with new people who are your contacts, who become your contacts for the future, new resources for us all, so that we can continue this transformation that's going on in the way we do our work, the way we do our research, the way we teach, the way we work with our students, and the way we work with our public. So with no further ado, I'll say it's time to start, and I'd like to thank Mike and all of the organizers for what I think will be a very exciting program.